The pasuk says in Eicha, Rabati Vagoim, that Jerusalem was exceptionally great among the nations. And the Medrash, in the beginning, in the introduction to Eicha, tells us that Jerusalem was exceptional in that it bred wise, wise, wise children. And wherever they went, they were known for their wisdom. So the stories we're going to discuss today are stories about the wisdom of the people from Jerusalem. Chazal tell us that wherever they went, they were famous for their wisdom. So the Medrash tells the following story. It says that there was once a man who went on business. He came from Jerusalem. And when he was doing business in a certain country, so he became deathly ill, and he had all his money with him. And he saw he was going to die. So he asked his host, "Do me a favor, test my son when he comes, make sure it's my son, before you give him all my wealth." What? We did the story already. Ah, could be. So he remembers. Okay, so we'll do this story. I'll add another story. You know this story, so we'll add another. Okay, so the man passed away, and the guy who was his host decided we have to test the son, right? So he calls the town meeting, and he tells them, "From now on, I want us to enact the following custom, that any stranger that walks into town, you never know who he is, you don't tell him who anyone else is." So now the son knows that his father stayed by Yankel the shoemaker, let's say. So the son has to come to town and ask for Yankel the shoemaker. So they just enacted a law in town that no one identifies who anyone else is when a stranger walks into town. The family's waiting in Jerusalem. The father doesn't come back. So the son heads out of Jerusalem and goes to the town where he knows his father was staying, looking for his father. They understand that the man's passed away. He comes to town, and he knows that his father is by Yankel the shoemaker. But what's he going to do? Just go over to a stranger and ask him for Yankel the shoemaker? So he sees a person carrying a cheap stack of wood. So he tells the person, "Buddy, how much do you want for that stack of wood to deliver it for me?" So the guy tells him, "How much it costs?" So he tells him, "Okay, here's the money. Take the stack of wood and deliver it to Yankel the shoemaker." So the guy takes the stack of wood and he goes to Yankel the shoemaker's house. And the kid is following not far behind. And he delivers the stack of wood as a gift from someone. They don't know who it's from. And the kid follows him into the house. He brings the stack of wood and leaves. And the kid comes knocking on the door. And he says, "Hi, I'm here. I know my father stayed by you guys." So he's passed test number one. How'd he get there? Okay. So they tell him, "Oh, welcome, fine, come. Join us for lunch." So they sit down for lunch. And they take out, there was the father, his wife, two sons, two daughters, and the guest. So they take out five pieces of chicken. And they tell the guest, "Divide." So we have the father, the mother, two sons, two daughters, and the guest. Seven people sitting at the table, five pieces of chicken, and they tell him, "You divide the chicken." So the guest says, "No, you're the master of the house, you divide the chicken." So he says, "No, I want to see you divide it." So he says, "Fine." He takes a piece of chicken, he puts it by the father and mother, he takes a piece of chicken, he puts it by the two sons, he takes a piece of chicken, puts it by the two daughters, and takes two pieces for himself. So they ask him, "I explain, what's the logic?" So he said, "I made sets of three. Husband, wife, chicken, son, son, chicken, daughter, daughter, chicken, two, two, chicken, me, chicken, chicken, me. Sets of three." So fine, that's I made sets of three. Father and mother are a pair, they go with a piece of chicken. Two sons are a pair, they go with a piece of chicken. Two daughters are a pair, they go with a piece of chicken. I don't have a pair, so two chickens are a pair and they go with me. So fine, they sit down and they have lunch. Comes time for supper, they take out this big roast and they tell the kid, "Divide it." So he says, "No, you're the master of the house, you divide it." So the guy tells him, no, you divide it. So he says, fine. He cuts off the head and gives it to the father. He cuts off the wings and gives it to the daughters. He cuts off the feet and gives them to the sons. And then the rest of the roast he takes for himself. So I guess the wife got it with the father. I don't remember. Maybe he gave her the innards. So they ask him, explain what's going on. So he said, "Well, I gave you the head. You're the head of the house. I gave your daughters the wings. They're going to get married and fly away. I gave the kids the feet because they're the feet. They sustain the house after you. They're your continuation. I kept this whole round thing for me because I came by ship like this round thing, and I'm leaving by ship. So give me my father's wealth so I could leave and goodbye. So they said, okay, you're a sharp guy. They gave him the wealth and he left. And this is one story that the Medrash brings, that the wisdom of the children of Yerushalayim. There's another story that's quoted, that there were people from Jerusalem who went to visit. They stayed in an inn by someone's house. You'll tell me I said this one too. And this person, well, he had a few beds, just the right number for the guests. But one of the beds was missing two legs. So he leaned that bed against the wall and he let the guests into the guest room, and he lay next to the door to hear what happens. So the guests lie down, and one says to the others, he says, guys, you think I'm lying on bed? I'm lying in the air. If I move a drop, the whole bed collapses. It's missing two legs. So they say, don't feel bad. Things could be worse. The meat that they served us last night, the meat that the host served us, really had a taste of had a taste of a dog. So the other guy says, don't feel bad, it could be worse. The wine that they served us tastes to dead men. So the fourth guy says, don't feel bad, it could be worse. The host, he's a bastard. His father isn't his father. So the guy's lying next to the door and he hears his four guests talking this way. So he says, one's telling the truth, he's right, because the bed really was missing two legs. The other three, they're liars. So the next morning, he says, let me check it out. So he goes to the guy, the butcher he bought the meat from, and he tells the butcher, look, I want to buy from you a piece of meat, but you got to give me the same piece of meat you gave me yesterday. I want from the same animal you gave me yesterday. So the butcher says, sorry, buddy, I can't. So he tells him, why? Tell me, what was special about yesterday's meat? So he tells him, well, I was down to my last mother and child, my last goat and its daughter, and the mother goat died, and the baby goat I let it feed from a dog, and yesterday I slaughtered it, it was over, so I gave you that meat, that I can't give you more of that. So he says, okay, two were right, two were wrong. The meat could have tasted to a dog, because that baby goat was nursing from a dog, but the other two, they were dead wrong. So he goes to the wine cellar and he tells him, look, I want wine, but you got to give me wine from the wine you gave me yesterday. So he says, sorry, buddy, I can't give you from the wine I gave you yesterday. So he says, why? What was special about that wine? So he said, I have a large vineyard and I was finished with the grapes from the vineyard, and I have one grapevine that grows over a grave. And that grapevine, usually I don't take the grapes from that grape. But you were pressed. You had guests. I gave you that wine. I made an exception yesterday. I gave you wine from the grapes that were growing over the grape. But usually I don't get from those grapes. So the guy says, gee, I guess three were right. Now what about me? They say, I'm a bastard. So what are we going to do? So he goes to his mother and he says, Ma, tell me, who's my dad? So his mother says, son, what kind of silly question is that? You know who your dad is. So he says, no, tell me the truth. Takes out his sword and he says, Mom, I'm telling you, you've got to tell me the truth. I want to know the truth. Who's my dad? So his mother says, son, I'll tell you the truth. Your father couldn't bring children to the world. And he had a lot of wealth. And the family was already talking that he's going to die and they're going to take all his wealth. And I knew that that's what's going to happen. He's going to die and all his wealth will go away. So I found someone else who impregnated me. And I brought you to this world. And look at all the wealth you inherited. Did I do a bad thing, son? Did I do a bad thing? Tell me. I brought you to this world to all this wealth. So the guy says, shucks, all four were right, okay? I really am a mamzer. So when the guests left, he called the town people together and he said, gentlemen, we have to make an agreement. No more people from Jerusalem. We don't let them into town because they'll make us on to mamzer. So that's the, I guess, somewhat humorous note that the Medrash ends the story with. The Medrash quotes many stories. For lack of time, we'll have to remain with two that illustrate the wisdom that the people of Jerusalem were exceptionally, exceptionally sharp. And this is really even brought in halacha that Eretz Yisrael makes people smart. We have a law that if a person is judged, breathing the air here, if a person is judged by a court and he runs away from court, but the court came to a conclusion that he's supposed to get the death penalty, if he appears again before the same court, they don't rejudge the case. They don't retry the case. If he appears before a different court, so we say maybe they'll find a loophole, maybe they'll find a way that he won't get the death penalty. But if they catch him and bring him again in front of the same court, we don't retry the case. What happens if that court made Aliyah? They came to the land of Israel and they're going to retry him. So then we say, that's a different story. This court judged him for, they couldn't find a way to vindicate him in Chutz Laretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, you have the Schos of Eretz Yisrael. They breathed the air of Eretz Yisrael, and now they're smarter people. They can retry the case. That's how the Eretz Yisrael explains this halacha. So you see that the land of Israel makes us smarter and just breathing the air here. And the Midrash seems to say that Jerusalem does it even more. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zochet to see the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Yes,